From the Kobel Kuvo Studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org, a proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media. You don't need no ticket, just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Good morning and welcome to the Gospel Train with Deborah Walker. That's right here from the Koval Kuvo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are KUVO 89.3 KUVO. That's K209ED in Breckenridge and online at KUVO.org. The Gospel Train runs every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock from the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM, and during the week online at DAWS.com. So you could check us out for a moment of inspiration. Well, we want to say good morning, good morning. Stay with us, for we have a Mother's Day celebration. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers, past, present, and future. And to all of those that have given and loved as mothers. So we have a great show. I want to give a great shout out to my aunt, who's 98 down in Atlanta. God bless each and every one of you. I love her and I miss her so much. I urge you to stay healthy. So we have a great show planned for you today. Our special guest, Miss Lorraine Hobbs, who will be celebrating 100 years on July 4th. So you stay with us, for we have some great, great music coming up. We have the Five Blind Boys, Chester Baldwin, Rance Allen, Candy Staten, Shirley Caesar, and many, many more. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
A few days ago, I was visiting in a Christian home. And as we sat down to study from the Word of God, the mother began to cry. And she said to me, "Reverend Woodard, I have a 17-year-old son who used to be so nice, kind to me and his sisters and brothers, but now he has become involved with bad company. He's become mean, stubborn, and even curses at me, his mother. Can you say anything to him that might help?" And I called the young man to me and said, "Son, I have a few words of wisdom from God I'd like to speak. Would you listen?" And this is what I said to him: "Speak gently to your mother, son, for she's your dearest friend. She watches o'er you day by day with a love that will never end. In your hour of joy and gladness, her smile makes bright the day. When you're filled with grief and sorrow, she wipes the tears away. Speak gently to your mother, son, for she always cares for you. Though the world may coldly turn away, your mother will be ever true. Oh, think how she watched at your bedside when sick with fever you lay. And think of her prayers to the Father to guide and protect you each day. Speak gently to your mother, son, for the time will surely come when you'll miss that voice so soft and low as it welcomes the wanderer home. And you'll wish you'd made her happy and had smoothed each troubled wave when you stand alone in sorrow at your mother's silent grave. Speak gently to your mother, son, and never cause her pain. For the time will come when you give the world to have her back again."
can see it. Everybody's mother. Oh, yeah. Lord, I can't see mine. I can't see it. Can I get a witness? Yeah. I remember kneeling down by my mother's side. I was nothing but a little boy when my mother died. But I got to thinking.
I am Lorraine Hobbs. I will be turning 100 this year on July 4th, and I am riding on the gospel train with Deborah Walker.
I can remember as a child back in Liberty, Texas. At 131 Navigation Street, at my grandmother's house, made me sit for Mama is what we called her. And I can remember on Sunday mornings, if you were in Mama's house, you had to get up for Sunday morning prayer. Come to think of it, if you in my Mama's house, today on Sunday morning, you got to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And my grandmother knew how to pray. But she had a lot of grandsons. And oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here witness to them. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us. She could remember all of our names. And there was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion there. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me say it. I still hear. I'm a prayer. Fervent prayer. in the humblest way I know how.
For the sun doth rise, and fixing food for the family. Oh, a delicious surprise. Working so hard, yeah. And she's oh so strong. She's a lamb in the dark. She's a
the floor. praying I would make it home all right. Believing God that He would someday save my soul. Well, He did, and I thought you'd like to know. I thought you'd like to know all those prayers you prayed for me. Never one once fell to the ground. I know sometimes it looked like I was a million miles from grace. He answered your prayers, and I thought you'd like to know. Could live my life again. If I could, I would surely make amends. But if I could help my brother a new life to discover, oh, I will. And I thought you'd like to know.
Happy way. church, playing church. How many of you used to play church? Let me see your hand. Yeah, some of you still play. And I remember, I go down Mount Calvary, that's where I belong. And I jump and I shout and I come back home. But I was still disobedient. I would talk back. And one day, me and Ann here, we decided that we want to play church. Let me tell you what we did. We went out in the back and started playing church. And my brother was a pastor. Me and Ann here, we were the members in the church. And let me tell you something. It's hard to come in contact with Jesus and still be the same. I don't care who you are. I don't care. You can be the chiefest of sinners. You will never be the same. And I've forgotten. I've been going down to the church, playing church. Came home still disobedient. Didn't want to wash the dishes. Didn't want to bring the clothes in off the line. Didn't want to do anything. Mama said, I'm sick of you going down to that church playing with God. Men and that, we went outdoors. We started playing church. Sat down on the bottom step. My brother was a preacher. And we were the members in the church. And he put some old glasses and put them right here on his nose. And he said, I want you to jump up and shout Jesus three times. And I jumped up and I shouted Jesus two times. But when I jumped up the third time, something got a hold of me. I couldn't sit back down. Ann ran in the house. She said, Mama, so Shirley Ann is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door. But she looked out there and saw me shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a lie. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time.
Up with the Morning Set.
Monday on the Morning Set, we've got the latest in jazz news.
We'll celebrate the birthdays of Gil Evans, Stevie Wonder, Ronnie Foster, and others.
We've got your music, we've got your culture, we've got your community right here on KUVO.
Let us get your day swinging. Weekdays starting at 7 a.m. on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
Well, we're back with more great gospel music. I hope you've enjoyed this. We're riding on the gospel train with none other, okay, than we are celebrating Mother's Day. So if you want to get the word out about your nonprofit business or event, you can go to KUVO and submit your PSA at KUVO.org. Also, I want to mention the Red Tails, this author event is going on. It's going to be May 15th, location at 9651 East Martin Luther King. That's at Central Park Junior Boulevard. You can give them a call at 720-865-0750. Anyone looking for a job? The partner, Daddy Bruce Randolph Legacy Foundation. They're having a virtual job fair Thursday, May 30th from 11 to 12. They are in partnership with the Denver Workforce Foundation. For more information, 303-929-9081 for more information. Also, I do want to continually remind you that the Spiritual Projects is always doing their thing. Saturday, May 18th at 7:30, TBS Spring Concert Prayer, Protest, and a Praise. That's going to be at Gates Concert Hall at the Newman Center for Performing Arts, 2344 East Iliff Avenue. For more information, you can always log on to lamont.spirituals@du.edu. For more information, Thank you. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you. I got a great interview of Lorraine Hobbs coming up. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
It's Time presents Girls Night Out Tour. Co-headliners Kiara Sheard, Naomi Rose, Corinne Hawthorne, and Juan Day are coming together for a gospel workshop experience Tuesday, July 2nd at the Paramount Theater. Ticket information at itstimetour.com.
Good morning. I want to say happy Mother's Day to each and every person in my listening audience. I am privileged this morning to have my special guest with me, who is the longest volunteer at KUVO. She also is turning 100 July 4th, and she is here to tell us all about being a mother's mother. It's none other than Miss Lorraine Hobbs, who is also the mother of Scotts United Methodist Church. Good morning, Miss Lorraine. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, and I am so honored and privileged to have you here today.
Likewise.
Well, one thing I would like to ask you, now that you are 99 and you're turning 100, what is it like? How are you feeling right now?
Well, physically, I am feeling great. I don't take any medication, and I just have a little arthritis. So I am doing good. And then I've had good friends like you and these young men today, and I love my church, as you know. We were having a fun day at church a couple of Saturdays ago, and I talked to the group, and I told them, in my 92 years at Scott United Methodist Church, I've only wanted to smack one pastor.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, we'll go on, moving on. I think I know who that was, but we won't mention.
We won't
mention no names, you know. So tell me one other thing. What has really kept you so lively, so healthy? You know, where do you claim all of that?
I mean, well, I guess I'm bragging a little, but I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I liked to get it. My husband was a musician, and he had an offer to play with Dizzy Gillespie, so he was pretty good. I was athletic. I skied. I bowled. I played tennis, and I think that's helped. I know that's helped me to stay strong and healthy, and I've had, as I said, good friends to keep me in a mental state, a good mental state. And that's about it. I guess I've traveled a lot. I really, overseas, I've had a good life.
Yes, and then you've been a praying mother over at Scotts United Methodist Church.
Yes, I have.
They are some 92 years, because Scotts is only, what, 130-something, maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah, uh-huh. So you were kind of the baby of the church. I mean,
you know, I can remember my kindergarten Sunday school teacher. Now, I've forgotten names recently, but way back then when I was in church, in kindergarten classes, her name was Lucy Page. I'll never forget her name.
Well, and she taught you all the little Bible stories and stuff.
She did.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much for just being here and just being able to share your life story. And I know that around here, you're so popular at KUVO. People remember you, the old staff, you know. So that's just really been a blessing.
It has. It has been.
So tell me, my last question. What is it that you can say, because you're the mothers of mothers to me.
Thank you.
What is it that you can say to the young mothers out here that will really, really inspire them to not only live long, but to care for their children and be the mother's mother as you have been?
Well, I hope the young mothers first love themselves, and that the parents love each other. I grew up in a loving family, and it's made a big difference to me. And know what your kids, teach your kids the right thing to do, and then check on them to see if they're doing what you want them to or hope they do. And get involved in activities. Of course, I was trying to be athletic. They never invited me to the Olympics, but I was okay with that. And I think, you know, being active and what I ate and drank has helped me, plus my church and all my good friends. And I used to have a gazillion relatives, but a lot of them have died out.
You're living them out, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it that you hope to do? Are we going to, like, on our birthday, are we going to, like, party like it's 1999 or whatever?
Well, my daughter and my granddaughter are planning the party.
Okay.
And my granddaughter's the one who bosses me. She's in Texas. She called me yesterday and asked me, had I done what she told me to do? I told her not yet. She says, okay, I'm just going to call you every day.
Until you behave.
Until I do what she told me to do. So I've got to get busy.
Okay. Well, God bless you again. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Big Mother's Day to you, because I know you have grandkids, great-grandkids. You know.
Well, thank you for your time with me.
And thank you for coming and sharing your life here on the Gospel Train.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank everybody who helped.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory.
Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, boy, hurry to Sunday school. Filled with the Lord of glory, we learned the holy story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet say.
It seems so funny, but no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy staying with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song. Oh, Sadie Mae,
don't you know
still loving us all. Teaching angels how to love.
Oh, you're locked to the great gospel music that's right here on the gospel train. I know we all have Sadies in our life somewhere, whether it was your grandmother, great-grandmother, that was just praying for you. And I want you to know I miss my mother so much. But I thank God for her, my grandmother, and all the aunts that I had. And that's what we need to do. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you as we continue to celebrate Mother's Day.
Take a musical journey around the globe with Super Sonido.
Tune in for your weekly dose of joy, laughter, and good music, celebrating 5 years of expanding your musical mind. Join LaMolly for Super Sonido.
Super Sonido with LaMolly, Sundays at 4 on Kuvo, your oasis in the city.
That car in your driveway isn't getting any younger, you know. Why not let Kuvo take the vehicle off your hands and you can support the community, culture, and music you're listening to right now? For details on Kuvo's vehicle donation program, visit the website kuvo.org under the support tab. Thank you.
Well, festival fundraising for Sweet Feet. That's May 19th, performance by Ron Ivory, Linda Theus Lee, and John Reed Austin. You don't want to miss it. And I'm telling you, it'll be a great, great thing. It's going to be something that's coming up here on May 19th. And, of course, Ron Ivory's doing a lot of things. May 24th, May, he's going to do live Motown and more with Amanda V. So give him a call at 303-690-1025. Also, the fellowship dinner with the KCFA Executive Board, NBA. So you might want to check them out. That's May 18th. So that's for more information, you can check them out at the www.kcfa.net. Stay with us. I got Dr. Hook coming up, Melvin Williams, Boys to Men, and Ashanti. Stay with us as we continue to celebrate Mother's Day as we roll down the track on the gospel train.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Please, Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Says Sylvia's packing, she's gone, be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make us start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Please, Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Goodbye.
says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes.
Mama, you know I
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh,
you're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid. And then you come to me and say to me, I could face anything. And no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be.
And you would be right there.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. Well, it's about time for us to get back to the station, and I have truly, truly enjoyed sharing a Mother's Day with each and every one of you. God bless you. Do something wonderful today. Enjoy your mothers or aunts or whoever you have to share with. God bless each and every one of you. And we do say happy, happy Mother's Day. Remember to go with God in all of your ways and with all that you do. Share that love that God has given to each and every one of you. Share that with someone. We have a lot going on in the world today, but all I know is that God has a blessing for each and every one of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and God willing, we'll see you next week. Here's none other than the Echeneers with a happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. God bless.
This is dedicated to all the mothers doing all you can to take care of your children. Keep doing what you're doing. We're saluting you today, for this is your day. God bless you.
Listening to the Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO. Turn around, turn around.